So we're going to move on then to committee reports. Tracy, you're first up with the coordinating committee.
Thanks, George. This will be a very, very fast report. I think there's just a couple of things that need to be mentioned. The first is to let everyone know that the executive director has decided that she would like to have the five station GMs and the section heads, Ursula Rudenberg and Brian DeShazer, attend the upcoming Berkeley PNB meeting for open sessions and I presume some administrative meetings as well. This would be a one-time agreement in effect for the Berkeley meeting only. This was approved by the coordinating committee when it was discussed, and I hear it was also discussed at the finance committee as well and approved on both. The next item is, and I sent an email to this effect, I just want to get it on the stream and out into everybody's headset. The per diems for the Berkeley meeting will be $75 for each PNB member, regardless of your sleeping arrangements.
Totally.
And the per diem rate is pegged to the fact that we are providing breakfast and lunch for both full meeting days, Friday and Saturday, as well as dinner on Saturday night of the meeting. What else? In terms of the Berkeley meeting, I also need to mention that less than half the total board has booked their flights for a meeting that begins in less than a month. And I will take the opportunity to beg and implore and also point out that I am making the final room confirmation arrangements in Berkeley on the 28th, so I would ask if your itineraries could be booked by June 27th. I would be very, very grateful, and probably the airline fares will be cheaper. The last item is to let you know that the upcoming New York meeting that will be following the Berkeley meeting will be October 1 through 3 as planned. It's going to be at the Beekman Tower Hotel, which is the location of, I guess, the 2009 New York meeting on, I guess, 49th and 1st. And I do need to let you all know that since these are extremely expensive hotel rooms, they are apparently large, spacious, one-bedroom suites. And the coordinating committee has come to the conclusion that in order to do this and avoid meeting in the wilds of New Jersey, Long Island, or other locations that were brought up, it is going to be mandatory double occupancy in New York. And that's it for the coordinating committee, unless there's any questions.
Richard. Thank you, Tracy. Any, Richard, go ahead.
Just a point of clarification, per diem, that is the total per diem. That's not each day. $75 each day.
That's correct. That's $75 for the duration of the meeting. And again, really one dinner and possibly a lunch right before people depart should be the only food expenses people have.
Tracy, this is Jim. I want to volunteer to give up that per diem, just to let you know.
Okay, I think that's fine. I'll convey that to Pacifica office staff, and if it's presented to you, you can always say no thanks.
I will do that.
Well,
this is Alex. Tracy?
Alex, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in lieu of the discussion, I just had... Hello?
Tracy? I think Arlena's trying to say something, so maybe Alex, hang on a second and...
Sure, yeah.
I just said Arlene to the stack, that was all. I don't care who goes first.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
I just like... can you bring back to the coordinating committee that they consider adding Bertold to the list of people to be invited to the in-person meeting? I don't want to make a motion to that effect here, but I think maybe the coordinating committee ought to consider it.
Sure. Arlene, can you sort of take that under consideration?
I think then we
can do a little email, maybe. I don't think the coordinating committee is going to meet again fast enough, but we can do a little email about it and see what people think.
I'd like to say, unless there's objection at this point, I'll just go ahead and do that as executive director.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, Arlene, just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Tracy?
I still needed to come to the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Andrea to the stack.
Okay. I'd only scheduled 5 minutes for this, and we're over time. I'd like to extend for another, let's say, 5 minutes. And, Bill, would you keep the time on that to give people a chance to ask questions? Go ahead, Arlene.
Okay, real brief. I'd like to encourage everyone to visit KPFA in the national office during the Saturday night period, and then just let you know that the national office and KPFA will be joining to host a barbecue in the backyard, which is very lovely up in the hills of Berkeley where I stay. And so I think that it should be a nice time for everyone, so please put it on your calendar.
What kind of barbecue is it going to be?
Everything including veggie patties.
Texas barbecue.
This is Sophia. I would appreciate it if the secretary would note my presence, please.
Glad you're back, Sophia.
Secretary.
Andrea, you were next.
Tracy? Yeah. You can go ahead and, let my $75 go as well, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else want to talk, question for Tracy or comment on the committee report? Okay, hearing none, let's move on. Nia, order committee report, and Bill, it's scheduled for 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Could I just check, George, to see if Campbell Johnson is on the call? Campbell, are you there? The reason I'm asking, because Campbell has the motion. He said he's been sending it to me, and I have not been able to get it, and also this agenda for tonight, so I don't know what's going on with my computer. But in terms of the auditor, Tony Pohl, doing the COSO training, I wanted the motion to be read because that came out of the audit committee. But he'll be there, and the most important thing is having the training. But just so that to let you know that motion came out of the audit committee. The other thing is, I took a look at the 990, and you guys saw the corrections that I made. And
Nia, would you explain to us what a 990 is?
It's a tax return for a not-for-profit. That's what it is. And it is a document, like I said, that your potential funders and donors take a look at to see how the foundation is going, how the foundation is doing, and whether based on our mission, is it worth donating to us? So I took a look at that on my own, and there were some questions and concerns, and Tony posed that he would get back to me on Monday or Tuesday. So I asked for 10 minutes before the Varn said that Tony Pohl was going to do the training. So there really is no reason for me to repeat that.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
Mr. Chair?
Who's that? Alberto?
Yeah.
Good.
We're assuming that the 990 has been filed already with the Internal Revenue Service, correct?
It's not an assumption. It has been confirmed.
Okay.
Yes.
The follow-up question to that is, in your review, and I think this is important for all of us to understand, in your review, and I'm sure you're very diligent in running those numbers, are you trying to tell us that there might need to be a modification done on the 990 to better reflect the posture of the foundation, maybe?
Yes.
In your running the numbers, are we, without giving me any numbers, are we talking about 5%, 10%?
I didn't run. There was no running of the numbers. It's just that certain fields were left out, and based on the final version of the financial statement, I just double-checked to make sure that the numbers that were extracted from there and put into the various categories were correct.
Okay.
And if there were things missing, I'm sorry, I got a little distracted.
Right.
So that's what I did. But I personally didn't run any numbers. I just wanted to make sure that the numbers in the financial statement match what was on the 990.
So you're having a get-together with Tony Poole sometime soon. Will you keep us informed if there were any, or if, will you keep us, sorry, my English is running out again. Will
it's okay.
you keep us informed on any changes that might be occurring that will positively affect our financial posture?
I most certainly will, like I did, but that's actually for LaVon and Tony
okay.
to work on that on the suggestions, unless people would like for me to say what they were. But there's so many, I don't think that I should
thank
take
you.
The time to do that.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that
I will. It is my responsibility as the audit committee chair to do that, and that's why I made you aware of it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Lauren on the stack.
Sean on the stack. Lauren and then Sean.
This is Lauren. I looked at some of the points that Tia had made, and Lynn looked at them very carefully, and Lynn had spoken with Selena, and I actually talked with Tony Pohl, and he was going to answer questions that Nia had, but at this point, because Nia has had a copy of the 990, I believe, to review, and at this point, we've actually filed. So, we're talking about going back and refiling 990. I know one of the points that Tony had said was that, this is a good point in terms of talking more about the mission of Pacifica, which we basically, we said that, for education purposes and that's one of the major things that we have in the report. But I think for us to consider going back and refiling 990, that's like a red flag. Over and investigate my foundation. So
right.
Unless the numbers are we finding some discrepancy in numbers, I don't believe that would be a wise decision for the foundation. This time to refile based on whether we said there are like four major mission-oriented goals or the major ones in terms of in radio broadcasting we're actually looking forward to our position as a community-supported network. So and again that was one of the points that Tony had to relook at, but. No, at this time, I definitely would not recommend this unless Tony looks at something and finds that perhaps there was an error, but we're not aware of that. It has been reviewed. We've spent weeks, months going over, reviewing, tying all the numbers together, which you have to do, and both Lynn and Evan are accountants, and that's one of the things that, both have a long experience and background in doing. A reason to do it at this time, but really appreciate Nia looking at it again.
This is Nia. Let me just say for the record that I did not have the 990. I had to ask for the 990. I have the request here. When I requested it, it was already filed. When I got the 990, I think it was last Friday. I took a look at it over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and that's when I analyzed it and sent it out. So I did not have it. Before Friday, I had to ask for it.
I'm surprised.
I think the question of whether or not to refile is something that needs to be discussed in executive session, if it's going to be discussed at all.
Okay.
And I believe there was someone else on the stack. I think it was Sean. Is that right?
Yeah. And LaVon anticipated my question about why do we have to refile and should that concern us, so we'll take care of that. But also, twice now, Nia, you've mentioned that we're going to have trainings. Please tell me what we're in store for in terms of trainings in Berkeley.
LaVon can answer that question.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
LaVon can answer the question.
Twice Nia has used the term trainings, because we're going to have trainings, and I'm just wondering what we're in store for in terms of these trainings.
Actually, let me ask Tracy to to respond to that, because the coordinating committee put that into the agenda.
Okay, sure. These are the trainings that the auditor, Tony Pohl, recommended on. And now this is the part where I don't remember the code for the accounting system. It's something like COBO. It's standard accounting practices that nonprofits should be following. It's like FASB, but it's a different code, and NIA would be knowledgeable about exactly what that means. But it was recommended that there would be extensive trainings for all staff and a briefer sort of orientation for the board. So we are going to schedule that at the next in-person PNB meeting for 2 hours.
Excellent. That's scheduled for Friday morning, I believe. Is that correct?
At the moment, it is tentatively scheduled for Friday morning from 9 to 11. I don't know that that's final. We'll probably finalize that at the next coordinating committee meeting, but that's the tentative place in the schedule for now.
I understand why we want our staffs to have that kind of training. It's a little bit lost on me, and maybe you can, board would need training that deals with codes and things like that, or are we just going to get a general overview of what an audit entails?
This is LaVar.
I believe you're just going to get a general overview. The staff, the recommendation for the hours for training for staff were 4 to 8 hours. So obviously you're not going to spend that much time as a board, and we're not going to dedicate that much time to it. Members of the audit committee might choose to participate in a more extensive training. Board members that aren't on the audit committee probably wouldn't want to. It's available. It's optional, but it's not suggested.
Yeah, what's the point?
LaVon, you wanted to say something?
Yes. Yeah, I spoke with Tony Pohl, and he wanted to know the time. So he has a partner who will also help with this. And if our phone system at BAI is in place, we will do a webinar on this, because I've asked the business managers to set aside that time, 9 till 11 Pacific Daylight Time. And then the much longer training, we will schedule that for another time, 4 hours, so we can have the audit committee, the finance committee, the business managers, and any of the board members who would like to attend. And we'd like to do that as a webinar also. So, but that will be later. So Tony Pohl and his partner with PMB, they will do the two-hour, which, like you're saying, like Tracy said, will be general overview and talk about COSO.
Okay. Yeah, but still,
we're over 10 minutes.
I still don't understand why the board. No, I appreciate your noble effort here to try and explain this, but it's still lost on me what we are going to be trained in that 2 hours on the board, and how that is valuable with all the problems we got to deal with.
We're out of time.
We are out of time. I'll just allow LaVon to respond to that, and we're going to go on after that.
Thank you. We'll talk about accounting, basic accounting for a not-for-profit, reading your reports, what reports you might need to see. They might talk some about ratios, but as long as we stay out of debt, ratios don't really apply too much to us. So that's what they're going to talk about, and the value of understanding the P&L in a not-for-profit environment. Maybe they'll talk a little about fundraising.
Okay, let's move on then to the elections committee report, and that's 10 minutes. I'll keep time on that, Bill.
Okay, thank you. We didn't have any motions coming out of the committee, but I know there's been a lot of discussion about the elections. Just a reminder, one thing that our NES has asked for everybody is to please send her any suggestions that anybody has for or how to make the elections work smoother. So just email her your suggestions. You'd appreciate that. And I sent a motion today. It didn't come out of the committee exactly, because we haven't met since a lot of this came up, but to dealing with the talk about extending the nomination.
Bill, this is Richard Uzel. I'd like to make a motion to that effect.
Bill was about to put a motion on the floor. Let's let him do it, and it can be amended afterwards.
I think Richard had some. I'll defer to him. I think he had some.
Okay.
Slightly different language.
Okay.
I'd like to make this motion and then quickly address it.
Okay.
The motion is a move that the PNB approves of and supports extending the candidate filing deadline to midnight July 15th in the current delegate election at all five Pacifica radio stations. End of motion. And I'd briefly like to say that this is a sense of the board motion. It's not a directive. We understand that we have professionals handling the election, and this is a sense of the board.
Second.
Okay, so the motion is to extend till July 15th at all stations. Is there any the nomination period? That is there any objection to the motion?
I object.
This is Kim Marie. Is this for the staff also?
Yes.
For the listeners too?
Yeah, presumably.
Okay.
Well, there was an objection. Is there any further discussion on it? I thought it was a bear. Already objected.
This is Leslie. I'd like to hear the committee's motion. I don't know why that's been preempted, because the wording, I think, is significantly different.
Well, it didn't actually come out of the committee. It was one I sent individually today.
If you would like to amend the motion, Leslie, it's on the floor and amendable.
Could I ask the motion be repeated?
Yeah, go ahead. Richard, would you repeat it, please?
I move that the PMB approves of and supports extending the candidate filing to midnight July the 15th in the current delegates election at all five Pacifica radio stations.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I heard maybe Mr. Yussel can clarify. That's not exactly what he said originally. Can you clarify?
No.
What did I say?
I thought it was the same thing. But,
no, he said that he basically said that it was a sense of the board
That was my comment. That wasn't part of the motion.
Yeah,
that was my comment.
He said that as a description after he made the motion. It is in fact a sense of the board. There's no action we can take directly to change this. We're just saying we approve of this if the NES chooses to do it.
Did he say 1-5 or 1-3, that, George?
July
15th. July 15th, 1-5.
Yeah.
Oh,
July 15th.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information?
Yes.
Why is there an extension necessary?
The personnel got started late. Procedures at the stations got started late, and we just want to be sure that we have the most participation we can.
Well, yeah. May I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
Certainly.
Yeah. Basically, we didn't get a NES in until almost 2 months late, and we want to ensure that we have the largest field of outsiders and a very diverse group of people. And if we don't put forth this extension, that's not going to happen. So this is just to ensure that this is not an insider's election, that outsiders come in, and we have a diverse field of candidates, and in light of the fact that we got such a late start, this is only common sense and good practice if we're going to call ourselves a democracy. Thank you.
Any other comments on the motion?
Mr. Chair, this is Leslie.
Leslie?
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
I heard Alberto before me.
I heard someone else speaking. Is anyone else wants to be on the stack?
It was Rico. I just wanted to make a correction. I think Mr. O'Brien said 2 months, and I think he meant
2 weeks. Yeah.
This is Tracy for the stack.
Okay, so I've got Leslie and then Tracy.
In spite of what Mr. O'Brien just said, I don't know the purpose of this motion. This is a decision that's going to be made by the NES one way or another. I don't necessarily oppose it. I just don't know why we're spending our time debating it. I don't know where this is going exactly. That's my concern and my question.
Tracy?
I think I can answer that question. My understanding is, and I got this from a couple of people, is that basically what is being proposed here is exactly what the NES intends to do, and that the idea here is to ratify or agree with or approve or mesh with the intentions of our NES. So I think that we don't need to get bogged down in the intention of the motion. The intention of the motion is to extend the candidate period at all five stations July 15th, and that is the intention of the election staff as well. So we're actually all in the same place.
This is the intention of the election staff. I hadn't heard that.
No, yeah. Sean, please.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, we don't know what the intention of the NES says. She just said that's a possibility. What we are saying, in the sense of the board, it's not a directive. We are just saying we would approve of such an extension. We have a myriad of problems at least three of our stations that have slowed down the process. We have green, raw LESs at every station. They aren't up to speed yet. And if we don't extend these deadlines, it is going to appear like our elections are an insider's game, and that is what we should avoid at all costs. Thank you.
Arlene, we've got... Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that in looking at it with the NES today, our current state looks like we would need to extend probably at three stations. That change as we go forward, but that's what the current level indicates.
Okay. Anyone else?
Alex on the stack.
This is Joe. Alex, go ahead. Who is that? Someone else?
Joe.
Alex and then Joe. And I think that's
about
time. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. Whether or not the election due date is extended or not, if it is extended, it should be extended uniformly. Otherwise, it will just cause confusion.
Correct.
It will cause confusion. And that's why it should be extended uniformly, even if maybe one or two stations are farther along the process than others.
Is that a motion, Alex? I second that.
Joe?
That's in the motion.
Joe, you have the floor, Joe.
Yeah, I'm waiting for people to stop talking. I was going to say essentially what Alex said. I think it's problematic to think about it in terms of, you know, if we have so many candidate applications in at stations X and Y, then we can go ahead and close, you know, the application and the application deadline there, but extend them elsewhere because we don't have enough applications. I think it's prejudicial to people who, you know, who may not have applied yet and intend to at those stations. And I think, you know, it could create, as Alex said, problems and confusion if people are getting, because, you know, it's one network. People are getting information. They may hear from somebody. They may be more in contact with someone in L.A. here. The extension is, the deadline is July 15th. I think it also applies at this station. I think it'll be much more simple, straightforward, and cause fewer problems if it's done uniformly as opposed to selectively.
Bill, we are out of time on this. Can we move to a vote? Let me say that
the group extend 5 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Who wanted to speak?
Bill,
go ahead. Bill
and Nia.
Arlene and Nia. Okay.
Okay, what I don't want to do is to mandate specific things that the NES should do. I think that's where we cross the line. You know, the bylaws are set up to keep us from, you know, interfering and dictating and micromanaging and things like that, the elections. And even though it may seem innocuous, I'd rather not dictate that they have to be done uniformly at all the stations. Let the election supervisors decide that. As an example, at last year's election, the ballot return deadline was extended at some stations, WBI, for example, but not at others, because the reasons were different at different stations. And so I would just rather, you know,
the motion doesn't
I might change the wording. Well, this amendment does, if that is.
Motion doesn't do that.
Richard,
it's not your turn.
Is there an amendment on the floor about making that Alex proposed?
No, there was the motion as it reads says that it should happen at all five stations. It doesn't say.
I'm just going to say I like what you said about being a sense of the board, because I know our NES basically felt that she did not have the authority to just unilaterally do this, and she, you know, basically had asked that we, you know, give her approval or concur with extending it if needed. And I think that's what this motion does, so I support it.
Okay. Arlene.
Yeah, they concur doing it at stations where we don't need to. It means that, you know, all of the carts have to be redone, everything that's going out over the air. And so it does create a lot of extra work when we extend things. So if it isn't necessary, it seems like reason to do it. They are really, when you get right down to it, five separate elections.
Sean for the stack.
Nia. And then Sean. Oh, Richard, did you want to get on the stack?
Okay.
Okay. Richard, and then Sean. Go ahead.
Okay. I have an amendment, and the No, you're not. I'm next. George called on me.
Yeah, Nia was on. Richard, you're after her.
Okay. Whereas there have been multiple on-air announcements that the nomination filing close date and the deadline for establishing membership are the same, namely June 30th, and to change one and not the other might introduce considerable confusion among the listeners. Be it hereby resolved that the PNB recommends to the National Election Supervisor that if one is extended, both be extended with other adjustments as required, including the deadline for accepting waiver applications by those LSBs who have established such a process.
You are going to type that up and send it to me, right?
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
Arlene.
Okay. We're going to be discussing.
Was I on the for next or?
You were on for next. What's on the floor, however, is now Nia's.
Put me on to talk about the amendment.
Well, then you're first, Richard. Go ahead.
Okay.
I have Richard, and then Arlene, and Sean, if he wants to, he's on the older stack.
By all means, Neil, please type that up and send it to me. The motion, I don't know what that noise is. The motion is just a sense that we would like to have the. We would like to have the extension, and that out of fairness, we think that it should go to all stations. I don't think we need to get in there parsing around with it. It says what we think, and we've said several times that we're not running the election, that the election administrator is running the election, and she's not tied to anything that this motion talks about, other than letting her know that we think that the extension should happen uniformly across the boards.
George, I have a point of information.
Yes, what is it?
Which three stations are you speaking about, Arlene?
At this moment, it would look as if BAI, K, and A.
Okay. Arlene, you were next.
Yes, it's really a point of clarification, and that is that the intent at any station where it is extended would be that the total, both staff and listener sponsor elections would be extended, not one or the other. The question would be that if Houston has plenty of candidates, which they actually already do, at least have plenty of people that have downloaded applications, Cobb, it seems unnecessary to extend their election since they have plenty in both. Assuming that they do turn them in, they will have plenty in both categories.
Arlene, what about the point that Aeneas, so this is a point of information for me, that Aeneas' amendment addresses about extending the time when you can be a member also to be July 15th. Is that sort of understood by the by you and the NES as sort of part of what would happen if you do extend it?
Actually, that wouldn't have been what we would have understood. We would have thought that June 30th was the cutoff for that.
Okay.
George?
You're next.
Okay, first of all, on the carts are not the job or the responsibility of the NES. They are the responsibility of the LES. It is not an overly burdensome thing to say we do a half dozen carts. Websites are even simpler. They're keystrokes, okay? As for waivers, we should have a separate discussion on waivers, as waivers have been used before to stuff ballot boxes, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything here. I'm just saying we need a policy because we need uniform waivers. At K last, in the last election cycle, we had three different waiver forms going around, and when we began to check them out, we found out that a lot of people, because they were confusing, and particularly for Spanish-speaking people, checked they wanted a waiver, but no, they could pay $25. So we need a bigger discussion on waivers. Also, back to the carts real quickly. We need to get our carts together, because we at KPFK had a cart from KPFT played on the air. And also, one last thing. There is no such thing as plenty of candidates. You always want the maximum number of candidates, okay? I don't care if they've got 12 to fill their seats. If the extension would give them 24, all the better. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're out of time on this. If we want to, we either have to go to a vote on the amendment and then the motion, or we have to extend time. Do I hear a motion?
Call for the question.
Call the question.
So hearing no interest in extending time, we'll go to Nia. Would you read your motion again, the amendment again?
Okay. I sent it, but I'll read again. Whereas there have been multiple on-air announcements that the nomination filing closing date and the deadline for establishing membership are the same, namely June 30th, and I have to go back a bit, I'm sorry, and to change one and not the other might introduce considerable confusion among the listeners, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board recommends to the National Election Supervisor that if one is extended, both be extended with other adjustments as required, including the deadline of for accepting waiver applications by those local station boards who have established such a process.
Okay. Let's, Richard, call the roll on that. A yes vote is approving the amendment to Richard's original motion.
Okay. Shahram Agmir?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Lorero?
There. I'm sorry, I was muted. Since I'm voting against your motion, I'm voting against the amendment also. No.
That was a no, okay. George Ryder?
No.
Oh, I don't do it.
Not yet.
Richard Uzzell, no. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis, not here. Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Kimberly Orndorff?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
No.
Fia Wangaza?
No.
Was that a, I'm sorry, was that a no?
That's correct.
Thank you. Sharam Past?
No.
And Alonzo Past? Alonzo?
No.
Okay. Five yes. 12 no.
Okay, the motion fails. The amendment fails. We go on now to Richard's motion. Richard, would you read your motion?
Yes. Move that the PNB approves of and supports extending the candidate filing deadline to midnight July 15th in the current delegates, plural, election at all five Pacifica radio stations.
Okay, would you call the roll on that?
Okay. Sharam Amir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? Summer Reese?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. That's a yes.
Okay. Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrero?
No.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis, not here. Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Alonzo?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Kimberly Orndorff?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, so motion passes, and that is the sense of the board. Okay, we're moving on next to the Personnel Committee report. Afia and Bill are co-chairs. Who wants to give that report? Let me ask it differently.
How much time do you want?
Afia, are you going to give it? Or is Bill going to give it?
No.
Okay, so Bill, you give the report.
Okay, well, as you know, we finished the ED survey. We did that last, and presented the results the last meeting. We're in the process of working on a draft survey for the CFO evaluation and hope to get that launched soon. So just be on the lookout for that. And it will be similarly structured to the ED evaluation survey. We're sending it to a little bit different group of people that will include the business managers. The ED evaluation did not include that. And the only non-PNB committee members that we're sending it to will be the audit and personnel, audit and finance committee, the LSB members. And, of course, all the PNB will get it, and all the GMs and national office staff.
Okay. Any questions for...
I have a question.
Personnel Committee. Good, Alberto.
Quickly, Bill, what's the time schedule on this, please, sir?
I don't have the dates in front of me. I think we're hoping to get the survey launched within the next week, and I don't have the dates in front of me. We need to get it launched, and I remember the other thing we were going to do is allow more time for people that want a paper copy of the actual survey, not just the results. And so we'll have a little bit extra time for people to respond And so help us pass the word around to those the groups I was mentioning that if somebody does not have computer access, for example, an LSB member on the finance or audit committee, then we would, if they want a paper copy of the survey, we'll need to get their address so we can send it to them. And then they'll have to fill it out and mail it back to a third party to enter the information.
Follow-up question.
Yeah, and then the whole thing has to be finished before the end of July because that's when the CFO's evaluation, I mean the probationary period ends.
Okay. My follow-up question was just that, Mr. Chair. Are we talking about the same time frame that it took to do the these evaluations, sir? Bill?
Well, basically, except we if there's anybody that wants a paper copy of the actual survey, we'll have to make it allow a little extra time because for mail to go each direction, and for somebody else to manually enter the information that they fill in.
Thank you, Bill.
So we will, okay.
Richard, to the stack.
Okay, Richard, go ahead.
I understand that you know some people may want a paper copy, but I think that we would be remiss if we strung this out. I think we need to get it done in the same time frame that we did with the other one, and get on with it.
Let me respond to that.
Again, Afia,
let me respond to that, please.
Okay.
We had a significant number of people who did not participate in the ED evaluation, some of which had to do with unfamiliarity or discomfort with the system that we use. And this is an effort to increase the level of participation as well. Substantively, there is no difference in the time frames that we're using.
Okay, Arlene? Any other? Arlene, go ahead.
I just wanted to check with Bill. I think I sent you the contacts also for the database managers because they work directly with LaVarne a lot too.
I can't remember. I'll have to check. I don't remember offhand getting that. I'll look. Thank you.
I would ask that you send it to me also, Arlene.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for the Personnel Committee? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on to unfinished business.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Point of information, sir?
Yes.
What about the Finance Committee?
They didn't ask me if they wanted to make a report. Summer, do you in fact want to make a report?
Summer's not on the call.
She was a minute ago.
What?
No, she's not here.
I thought she voted on the last thing. Well, I could be wrong about that.
No.
May I make a report?
Yeah, let me say how I'm handling this. I sent out two notices asking people who were chairs of committees to let me know if they wanted time on the agenda. And I put people on who responded. So in the future, please respond. Yes, go ahead. How much time do you think you need, Alberto?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, good. Okay.
Just very quickly, you guys, all of the members of the National Board just need to understand we are in the budget review process. I'm sorry Summer's not able to attend with us. We're in the budget review process. We encourage involvement. As of the next meeting of the National Finance Committee, which will be the 27th of this month, June 27th, we're going to start reevaluating the first budget from, fortunately, my station, KPFT, and once we start that, we will be going on full blast meetings every second and fourth Tuesday of every month, reviewing all of the budgets of that will be coming in from the business managers and the local finance committees. And again, please encourage us to get our budgets in time so that we can have them ready by October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd when the PMB meets again. Thank you very much. That's all I have to say.
I have a question, Alberto. Do you know what the status of the budgets are at the other stations? Are they actually being produced?
We have gotten indications from the treasurers of each one of the five signal areas. The at WPFW, if I may, and of course we have Alonso here who might want to add to it. They're working very diligently on it. They're looking at income versus expenses. They're having, the local finance committee is having, as of their last report last Tuesday when we had our meeting, they're looking at how they're going to balance the income versus the expenses. At WBAI, with R. Paul Martin, who is the treasurer of the local finance committee, again, they have some kind of template, given that Berthold produced the template that is the mainframe for all of our budgetary processes at BAI. They are already replacing numbers from last year to this year. As you all may understand, the templates are Excel files that are formulated. So local finance committee meeting, local finance committee members and the management team at BAI with Berthold are already beginning to plug in the current numbers. At Berkeley, Simon Pius indicated that he has a working relationship with the business manager. And other than that, he seems confident that we will have something coming forth through the local finance committee. At K, we have a new treasurer at K, John Effinger, I think his last name is, and of course Summer is the chairman of the finance committee. They're working on it. We really did not get a good report as to how far they're along with it, but we are hoping to be stacking budgets one on top of the other like we've done in the last several years. So if KPFT comes in this coming Tuesday, we'll be able to have enough work to last us for a meeting or two, and hopefully other budgets are going to be coming in as we're finishing up one radio station. We'll be going on into the next radio station, and I really appreciate the involvement that the five PMB members that are members of the Finance Committee, they're doing a good job, and the treasurers, of course, are right on top of the whole process with Lavarne leading the charge on getting our budgets as balanced as possible. And again, I need to point out to the members of this board that the problem is not hitting the expense line items on our budgets. As you have been hearing from Lavarne, the expense line items are coming in very exact to what we projected at the National Finance Committee in 2009 for the 2010 budget. The problem has always been that the incomes that we try to project are not materializing, approaching $500,000 according to our earlier report from our CFO, and I would encourage involvement. I do not want to see glassy-eyed eyes when we're talking about budget numbers. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on then. Yes?
We're at 7:30, 10:30 Eastern time. Is our standing rule in effect, Mr. Chair?
I believe this meeting is supposed to end at 10:45.
Oh, well, that's why I'm asking. And also, just for the record, our treasurer's name is Mr. John Wanger.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda, which was scheduled for 20 minutes, is what's come to be called the recalcitrant LSB motion. We can just go ahead and do it. I doubt that we'll come to a conclusion on it, but let's get started on it.